Unless today's weather intervenes, the Baltimore City Council is set to meet tonight. Lawmakers are planning to send the so-called Ban the Box bill to a final vote. However, the preliminary vote on that matter is not a done deal yet. For more on this bill and others, we're joined by WIPR reporter Kenneth Burns. Good morning, Kenneth.
Morning, Nathan.
So as I mentioned, Baltimore City has implemented a liberal leave policy for non-essential personnel because of today's winter weather. Do you think it's going to do anything for the City Council meeting? Will it go on as usual?
Well, they're going to make that determination later today. They want to see whether or not the conditions get worse or get better.
Assuming the meeting does go on, the Ban the Box bill could head to a preliminary vote. Remind everyone what the box in question is.
This is the box that asks whether you have been convicted of a crime. This bill was sponsored by Councilman Nick Mosby, who says that the box has been used by companies to weed out in an instant candidates who check that box or answer yes to the question.
There's been a hearing on this bill before the Judiciary Committee. What was heard at the testimony there?
Strong support for the bill from those who testified. There was only one person who thought the bill was disingenuous and felt there were better programs to help ex-offenders get jobs. In fact, there were a number of ex-offenders at the hearing who talked about how they have been struggling to find a job in some instances for a long time. The bill also drew the attention of the Archdiocese of Baltimore.
What did the Archdiocese have to say?
Well, they said that they wholeheartedly support the goal of the bill. They just want to make sure that when it comes to jobs around the vulnerable populations, you know, children, the elderly, those with developmental disabilities, they will still be able to ask that question. The Archdiocese said that they don't want their hands tied when it comes to protecting children.
Would some sort of amendment to that effect be placed on the bill?
Yes, that amendment is expected to be there tonight, assuming that we meet. But if those amendments are not ready, and that's just one of three in total, if none of those amendments are ready, the bill will go back to committee until those amendments are prepared.
So that would be what would be necessary to not have this preliminary vote take place, the amendments not being ready.
Right.
That's the Ban the Box bill. What else can we expect at tonight's meeting, assuming it takes place?
Well, you can expect the bill that would ban smoking within 50 feet of a playground or an athletic field to go to a final vote. They're going to add one other group, public swimming pools, to that list, and also look for Niles Ford to be formally confirmed as the city's new fire chief.
Today's city council meeting is set to start at when?
5 o'clock, weather permitting.
Weather permitting. If it takes place, WIPR's Kenneth Burns will cover it. Thanks so much for the update.
No problem.